This is JIS News. Coming up, Epoch expresses confidence in the economy, additional $70 million allocated for drain cleaning activities, and National Security Minister joins call for new housing developments to include facilities for law enforcement. The news in detail after the break.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there. I wonder you just cut me off, so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. I'm call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
Now the news. The Economic Program Oversight Committee, the EPOC, instituted to monitor the country's extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, is expressing confidence in the outlook of the Jamaican economy. Co-chair of EPOC, Richard Bald, says when measured against the budget, the cumulative primary surplus of $3.4 billion for April and May 2014 was better than the budgeted deficit of $1.6 billion. A primary surplus is achieved when the government's income exceeds its expenses. Mr. Bald says it's highly likely that the improvement is due to a reduction in agricultural imports and import substitutes.
That improvement was driven mostly by a reduction in imports. I presume that that reduction in imports came because imports are more expensive for all of us and we bought less, but also because there was a significant improvement in import substitution.
Mr. Bals was addressing journalists at Epoch's monthly press briefing Monday. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is to divide $70 million among the parish councils to help bolster drain cleaning activities as part of disaster mitigation plans for the 2014 hurricane season. Local Government Minister Noel Arscott says this will be in addition to funds already designated for drain cleaning under their individual parochial revenue funds.
Traditionally, May and November are the periods that I'm utilized for cleaning. That has already been done, but we intend to bolster the program by making available an additional $70 million to do priority drain cleaning across all local authorities.
The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1 to November 30. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the lack of father figures is contributing to young men joining gangs and getting involved in a life of crime. He says studies have shown that a child without a father is 11 times more likely to display violent behavior, 10 times more likely to join a gang, and 6 times more likely to end up in prison, and twice as likely to drop out of school.
If we could just deal with that one causal factor, fatherlessness, it would make a huge impact on our violent crime environment.
Minister Bunting adds that there are some 250 to 300 criminal gangs operating in Jamaica, and a number of them made up of school children. In the meantime, the National Security Minister is supporting the call of the Education Minister for new housing developments to include facilities for law enforcement and recreation. Minister Bunting says studies have indicated that the physical environment impacts the propensity to violence, and therefore the design of communities is important to the fight against crime.
One thing we have found, for example, in Jamaica, communities which are approved by a parish council and a planning authority, where you have a whole heap of pathways instead of roadways, crime is much higher in those communities because the police can't respond to calls very easily.
Minister Bunting was addressing a Unite for Change seminar in Montego Bay recently. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.